With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
If you accept the expectations of others, especially negative ones, then you never will change the outcome. That's what our good friend in Chicago, Michael Jordan, once said. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show this week. It's about coaching and inspiration. And this week, we will be joined by guests Tom Fiegel, Avi Lesser, and Bill Auerbach, along with a new Playmaker Spotlight. And I'll be sharing tips on writing your elevator speech. It's a live show. You can call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. That phone number again, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. And speaking of Tandem HR, we've got a fantastic guest from that wonderful company, Tom Fiegel. Welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So it's turned into a little bit of a gloomy Sunday afternoon, but, you know, businesses constantly need to gear up and ramp up for a successful work week. What are you doing to make sure that this week is going to be a good one?
Well, that's a great point. And there are many different ways that people can be inspired. And interestingly enough, people can be inspired to do many different things. You can inspire your staff to be productive and innovative, or you can inspire them, if you're doing the wrong thing, to leave your company. So let me ask you, Shalom, do you think it would work if a business owner came in one day and said, okay, everyone be inspired?
Of course not. If only it was that easy to flip the switch.
Right. So to inspire employees, what we really need to look at and think about is creating the conditions for our employees to be inspired. And that means taking care of and looking at what their needs are. Paying people more money will only get you so far. And when people have enough money and they like their salary, they're going to look at other things to inspire them.
So, Tom, we've talked about this before on the show about how to create that perfect environment. And today we're using the term inspiration, which I think honestly is a big part of it. I think that people need to be inspired to come into work, but we as bosses, we as employers, we as entrepreneurs need to create a culture and environment, not just for the people that work with us, but for the people that we work with, our clients and everybody who we consider stakeholders, to make sure that we're bringing off the right aura and the right image. How is that done?
That's a great question, and it's something that employers should think about and do every day. And there's a lot of maintenance work that goes into inspiring your staff. It's not just something you can do and then only do it when necessary. So there's a great leadership author out there. You're probably familiar with him, Daniel Pink.
Sure.
And in 2009, he came out with a book that I think does a great job of describing the three most important things that people want that provide the condition for them to be inspired. And that's basically mastery, purpose, and autonomy. People want to continually improve their skills. I do, you do. And we want to continually learn and get better. And so providing a work environment where people can continue to learn and do something through completion is going to inspire them. In addition, people want to contribute something bigger than themselves.
So we're talking with Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR. And Tom, if our listeners are much like I am, I like to think of examples. When I read the paper, I read about companies that I think it was yesterday's Tribune. It talked about the industries that lead to alcohol abuse and drug use. And I was like, I want to stay out of those industries. Do you know of certain examples of companies or industries that just do a really darn good job at inspiring and creating the best culture?
Well, there are a lot of service companies out there, and there's a lot of manufacturing companies out there. It's a pretty tough question to answer. So I think the simplest way to answer that is to first taking care of your employees' needs is going to, and allowing them to create the culture and the standards and conditions in which they do the work is going to lead to a more functional workplace rather than imposing a culture or autonomy or how to do the work. That is a recipe for creating a culture that is very dysfunctional. So allowing your people to set the standards, to me, is the key.
That's great. So small businesses don't have as many resources, and I'll put in parentheses over here, money, to do all the things that some bigger businesses can do, things like creating special parties and nights out and things like that. Are there little things that you can recommend for companies to create the best possible environment?
Sure, and a lot of them don't cost anything. Number one, I always recommend feedback, positive feedback and feedback on how employees can do something better as quick as possible is a great way to develop people. And people want to know how they're doing. You know, what is the work you want me to do, and how am I doing with that work? So when you're consistently sharing with them, giving them feedback on their performance, they really appreciate that, and that doesn't cost anything.
Well, appreciation is definitely important. One thing that I think I've mentioned it on the air in the past, but one thing I was really impressed with when I visited the beautiful offices of Tandem HR in Westchester is I think there was a new employee starting on the day that I walked in, and I was so impressed. I don't think that new employee, I don't think it was a manager. I don't think it was anybody in a particularly leadership position. I think it was an administrative assistant or something like that. And there were signs all over welcoming that person to the company. I thought that was just a fantastic idea. Where do you, any idea where that tradition originated?
Well, it all goes back to the culture of getting people to see that, hey, you belong here, and we want to hear from you, and you're important to us. So, again, going back to taking care of the needs, making the employees feel comfortable, that was something that Tandem felt was important right from the beginning. And that is just a way, an example of demonstrating right from the front, when employees start, that, hey, you're important to us, by showing everybody that, hey, we have a new employee, and let's make them feel welcome. That's going to start people off the bat, making them feel special and feel like they're part of the group.
Well, speaking of inspiration and coaching, which we just spent the past few minutes discussing, and really some great tips from Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR, we've got a great lineup of guests today. We've got Avi Lesser, who's a Keshet ambassador, and he's going to be talking a little bit about something that inspires him, and we'll share some more about that, and Bill Auerbach of Coaching Right Now. But Tom, what advice do you have in terms of seeking advice? Do you think everybody needs a coach? Do you think that everybody needs a mentor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've probably heard that we all have blind spots. And a lot of times there are things that we do that get in our own way. And a coach or a third party, somebody out there who can give us candid, objective feedback, it's a gift to give us the opportunity to see ourselves. And once we do that and we are more aware of our blind spots, then we can make those changes. But if we go through life and go through our career without knowing that, we can be making a lot of wrong moves and bad decisions and never know why we're not meeting the goals that we want to.
Fantastic. Great advice from our friends at Tandem HR. So, Tom, well, I can't believe it, but we're running out of time. How can people get a hold of you?
You can email me at tfiegel@fiegelcoaching.com.
Fantastic. Great advice. Thank you for the time. And you can get in touch with Tandem HR, your solution center at tandemhr.com, or call 630-928-0510. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. That phone number again, 708-771-7777. And a bonus for all of you that listen to the show, at the end of the program, I'm going to be sharing some tips on how to write your killer elevator pitch. And all of you entrepreneurs, you know that you need it out there. Coming up, we're going to check in with executive business coach and award-winning Vistage chair, Dick Smith. But until that time, make sure you use hashtags coaching, hashtag inspiration, because that's what we're learning all about here this week on Get Down to Business. Don't go anywhere. After this, we're going to be talking with Dick Smith and learning some more tips and advice from great entrepreneurs. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. On the inbound side of the Edens inbound, Lake to Dempster is going to be slow, then Toohey into the junction is stop and go. Lake Cook to the junction is 29 minutes. On the outbound side, you're clear at 19. Inbound, River Road toll to the junction, then the junction into Division, one big delay. O'Hare to downtown, 39 minutes, and the junction is 19. On the outbound side, Addison all the way out to Sayre is stop and go. Downtown to the junction is 13 of locals, 14 in the express, 31 between downtown and O'Hare. Eisenhower inbound, Wolf to Des Plaines is going to be real stop and go because of some Blackhawks traffic. Thorndale to the post office, 40 minutes in from Mannheim is 26. On the outbound side, Cicero to Austin is slow, 18 to Mannheim and 31 out to Thorndale. It's currently 68 degrees under cloudy skies in Chicago, going down to a low of 63 tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
We're now joined by Mike Hsu, WJZ in Baltimore.
This prisoner who was in the van with Freddie Gray came up to his news van and said, wait, the Washington Post got it all wrong.
What can you tell us?
He is not happy with either the police or with the situation.
He's saying Freddie Gray told him nothing. He told me you can't hurt yourself in this van. There's just not enough oil.
Exclusive news, breaking news that you'll only hear here on Chicago's Morning Answer.
Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
For missing teeth, dental implants are wonderful. The advantages are fantastic. They really are just like your original ones. What you probably don't know is that not all implants are the same quality, and there are a lot of unqualified people doing implants. Dr. Naruzi of Fox River Periodontics is a specialist in replacing missing teeth. Specialist. Now that's important. 26 years of experience doing implants. He teaches implant dentistry. If you need to replace one or many teeth, you will feel comfortable and confident you're getting the best. They even offer a free yearly exam to check your implant. Dr. Naruzi has performed over 12,000 implants. Contact Fox River Periodontics. Quality implant dentistry. You will be relieved and look and feel a lot better. Go to implantsforme.com. Just remember, implantsforme.com. Many people do implants. Few specialize in it. They do. Implantsforme.com.
This is Dr. Naruzi. I personally guarantee your happiness with your implants. Go to implantsforme.com.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, welcome to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of Get Down to Business where we speak to successful CEOs and business owners and share their stories and their best practices with you. I am your host, Dick Smith, the CEO business coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International. And I'm very pleased to have with us this afternoon Marty Ozinga IV. You know the name, Ozinga Brothers. You see the red and white striped concrete trucks rolling all over Chicago. Talking to Marty earlier, I hear there's about 500 of them this time of the year out there dropping off loads. Yeah, Marty?
That's about right. Okay. Yeah, Dick.
Well, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me here.
So for more than 85 years now, you're off your website. I got this. And in talking to you, the Ozinga name is synonymous for quality and service. It's a solid name in both concrete and, more importantly, values we're going to talk about and how you build the firm based on that foundation. I was started in 1928 by Marty's great-grandfather and continues to uphold his beliefs to serve customers like they are part of the family. So the Ozinga team is made up of a great group of motivated people who take joy in serving others through an enthusiastic drive for knowledge, innovation, and an eagerness to exceed the customer's expectations. So we'll talk a little about your culture. But I thought the interesting comment was, Ozinga is born to build.
Yeah, that's right.
I liked it. All right. So, Marty, give us a little bit more on the story of the family business and the fourth generation now operating and how you became president.
Sure. Well, we're real proud of our heritage, proud of our story. So we really, really appreciate you highlighting us here today, Dick.
Pleasure.
As you said, we're over 85 years. Actually, this year, we're celebrating our 87th year in business.
Oh.
And the company started in 1928 in Evergreen Park, Illinois, by my great-grandfather, Martin Ozinga Sr. He actually started in the coal business.
Yeah, delivering coal for the furnaces.
That's correct,
yeah.
For home heating fuel.
Yeah, yeah.
And over time, coal started phasing out, and building materials became the business. And that was the second generation, my grandfather and his brothers. When they came back from World War II, there was a post-war building boom, and with coal phasing out, building materials became the obvious choice to use that same delivery equipment that they were delivering things with and had those relationships with people with. They ended up starting in building materials, and it was in the early 1950s that ready-mix concrete technology was sort of a new technology at the time before all the concrete was mixed on-site,
right,
on job sites by laborers and whatnot. But concrete, the ready-mix concrete truck, was a new sort of innovative technology in the
game late, changer, as we say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so Ozinga was one of the first companies at that time to get into the ready-mix concrete world.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, it was like one little plant and a one and a half little trucks, and that's where they started in the concrete business.
And 60 years since then, you're up to about 1,200 employees, I understand?
That's correct.
And 500 trucks out there.
That's about right, yeah, 500 mixers or so.
Look at that. And now that's a good portion of the business, maybe as much as 70%, we were saying. But you've got some other businesses that you operate with the other brothers, right?
Right. So there's concrete, as you say, ready-mix concrete supply, mm-hmm, is the main business that we do.
Mm-hmm.
There's other ancillary businesses that help complement and support the concrete business.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's on the back end, on the freight side of things. So we do a lot of trucking and marine activity, mm-hmm, and rail and processing raw materials for our own needs,
mm-hmm,
crushing materials and delivering all kinds of construction materials throughout to the construction community throughout the Midwest.
And I read on the website a little bit. I wanted to ask you about the green initiatives you have. So recycling, and tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, there seems like the market is asking for this more, mm-hmm, and more. And for a long time, we're always trying to be innovative and, mm-hmm, and trying to find the best ways to do things. And oftentimes, the best way to do things is the green way, the most environmental way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always looking for new technologies that help make us more innovative, but also help better the environment. And so one such thing that we've done is we've moved our fleet from diesel fuel to compressed natural gas.
Ah.
So a lot of our trucks now are running on compressed natural gas. They actually fuel at infrastructure that we put in place at our plants. And we also open those natural gas stations to the outside public for them to come into that. So that's another line of work that we've gotten into. We call it Ozengate Energy, where people can actually come to our place and buy natural gas for their vehicles as well.
Very cool. So are you then the visionary for the company? Are you looking for all these new innovative service areas like the green initiatives?
Well, we try to promote entrepreneurialism throughout the culture of the organization. So we have many people who have come throughout the organization who come up with new ideas that are, who are monitoring new technologies all over. So I like to believe that all of our people are thinking this way. We really try to promote that way of thinking, this entrepreneurial way of thinking. And so this actually was something that came through our fleet folks. They saw new technology coming in trucking, and they brought it to us as owners. And we thought it made a lot of sense, so we made a big commitment to go that way.
Terrific. If you're just tuning in, this is Get Down to Business Playmaker Spotlight, and we're talking to Marty Ozenga, president of Ozenga Brothers. So, Marty, the Tribune in 2014 November recognized you guys as one of the top 100 places to work in Chicago. Quite an honor.
Thank you.
How do the people at Ozenga that you employ, how important are they to your efforts and your success? So tell me a little bit about your culture and how you attract these folks.
Yeah, we often talk in terms of being a family business, and we're not just talking about the Ozenga family. We really consider our coworkers an extension of our family. Work is such a key part of what people do every day, and we just think it's really important that when we're in relationship with each other, that we serve each other, we care about each other. And so as you build that relationship, trust is built, and over time, it really does feel like we're part of an extended family, a community of people that care about each other. And that's how Ozenga has been for many generations. And we're proud as the fourth generation to continue to extend that same care and concern for our coworkers.
That's great. I know your grandfather had a lot to do with starting Trinity Christian in Payless, the college, right?
He was one of the founding, actually
been celebrated as one of the founders. So his values have carried on generation after generation.
Right. Our perspective is very much the business is not just about, you know, what we can get for ourselves out of it, but how do we serve not just our customers but our coworkers, but also the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a lot from the community. The community is the engine that helps supply our business. So we all often feel like we have a lot of responsibility. There's a lot of give and take, and if there's not a successful community that we're a part of, well, then we won't be successful. So we think it's just good business, and also it's the right thing to do.
Great strategy, my friend. So tell us a little bit of where are you going to be 3-5 years from now, Ozenga Brothers? What are you guys into? What's the company look like?
Well, you know, we're the fourth generation is a fairly young group of people. Yeah. There's 7 of us. I'm the oldest. I'm just almost 40.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. We want to grow. And our coworkers want to grow, and there's a lot of opportunities. The construction industry took it really hard during the Great Recession.
I'll say.
But we're kind of undergoing a comeback right now, and so there's a lot of organic growth that's just responding to our everyday customers. So we're seeing a tremendous amount of growth, just natural organic, but we're also seeing opportunities to make acquisitions, and we've done a number of those in the last couple of years as well, where similar to us, where sometimes there's multi-generational family businesses and the next generation's not interested, but, mm-hmm. you know, we are.
Mm-hmm.
And they see that their culture is a good fit for our culture, and so it's a good match there. So we've seen some of that.
You're definitely the exception to the rule. Very few companies last through 4 generations. And here's my question. Any fifth-generation obvious employees coming up through the ranks?
Well, it's funny you ask. The 7 of us have 28 kids.
Oh, my goodness.
The oldest will be 13 this year.
Oh, okay.
So they're pretty young yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're starting to think about that more and more. I mean, as a family business, as you say, the odds are against survival.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to be as proactive as we can to make sure that we have a good path for success.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I hope you have 5th, 6th, and many generations beyond, Marty. I'm afraid we're just about out of time. Boy, it goes fast when we're talking to an interesting fellow like you. We've been talking to Marty Ozenga, president of Ozenga Brothers. Thanks for being with us today, Marty. You've got a wonderful success story with the generations who have lived by your grandfather's value and spirit. How can our audience get more information on Ozinga Brothers? Your website, I assume?
Ozinga.com, O-Z-I-N-G-A.com is probably the best place. Lots of good information there.
Terrific. Well, thanks again, Marty, and I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in again. This has been the Playmaker Spotlight with myself, Dick Smith, your host.
Thank you, Dick.
Thank you. I'm the CEO coach, business coach, and award-winning chair for Vistage International. You can find me on LinkedIn or email me at dick.smith@Vistage, V-I-S-T-A-G-E, chair.com. Now stay tuned for more Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein.
An earthquake kills thousands in Nepal.
He was trapped under the debris with a dead body right next to him.
The Supreme Court hears oral arguments on same-sex marriage. And rioters take to the streets in Baltimore.
This is not protesting. This is not your First Amendment rights. This is just criminal acts doing damage to your community.
What happens next?
They're not protesting. They're not making a statement. They're stealing.
Happens here. This is AM 560, The Answer.
News, ready to go. I'm Pam Husso. The field of Republicans running for president gets bigger. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson announcing his intent to run to a local TV station.
Carson says he's glad a lot of people are running for president in 2016. He says it will give voters a chance to hear a variety of solutions and allow them to make a wise choice in new leadership.
Fox